With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. U.S.-China trade talks in London this week expected to take up a series of disputes that have buffeted relations. Both sides agreed in Geneva last month to a 90-day suspension of most of the tariffs they had imposed on each other in the escalating trade war. A surprisingly strong jobs report helped the stock market in the first week of the month with gains.
American employers grew their payrolls by 139,000 jobs last month, a better number than analysts were expecting. Although there were manufacturing and federal job cuts in May, hiring in health care and leisure and hospitality more than offset the losses. The unemployment rate held at 4.2%. The Nasdaq led the way last week, advancing more than 2%. The S&P gained 1.5%. The Dow rose just over 1%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Interpol says an investigation that began in Spain to track child pornography has led to the arrest of 20 people.
Police officials identified online messaging groups circulating child sexual exploitation images. Spanish authorities now have arrested 7 suspects, including a healthcare worker and a teacher. The healthcare worker allegedly paid minors in Eastern Europe for explicit images, while the teacher's accused of possessing and sharing child sexual abuse material via various online platforms. Authorities in Latin America have arrested 10 others in 7 countries, including 3 in El Salvador and a teacher in Panama. The remaining suspects were arrested in other parts of Europe and the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Senate Republicans making changes to their party's sweeping tax bill in hopes of preserving a new policy that would prevent states from regulating artificial intelligence. GOP proposing to block states from getting federal funding for broadband if they regulate AI. This is SRN News. LGBT people in the U.S. say transgender individuals are more likely than lesbian, gay, or bisexual people to be rejected by society at large. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most LGBT adults believe there is a great deal or a fair amount of acceptance for lesbian and gay people, but about half say that's not true for transgender and so-called non-binary Americans. The vigorous promotion of transgenderism in the country has sparked a backlash, especially amongst parents who do not want the lifestyle promoted in the schools. World Boxing has announced mandatory sex testing for all athletes. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says, quote, will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for men and women. The fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering the tests and then providing the results to World Boxing. This is SRN News. Customers mourning the loss of Joanne Fabrics can now go to another craft store for their supplies.
Craft labels from the now-shuttered fabric seller Joanne are making their way to a new home, Michaels. The Michaels companies announced it had completed a purchase of Joanne's intellectual property and private label brands in an acquisition that arrives as the Texas-based crafting chain works to expand its own fabric, sewing, and yarn offerings. Financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. Joanne announced it would be going out of business back in February. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump walked out to a thunderous standing ovation just ahead of the start of the UFC pay-per-view card at the Prudential Center yesterday, taking a break from his busy schedule to watch the fierce battles inside of the cage. Trump was accompanied on Saturday night by UFC President Dana White. They did a similar thing at Madison Square Garden in November. This is SRN News.